Gardeners Are Here. I'm Anita from Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly with My Soulful Home.
We've got tips, tricks, and decorating advice for you today, so let's get started.
Building a beautiful guest room. Mm-hmm. We all have them in our houses, don't we, girls? Most of us?
Well,
I don't really have a guest room yet.
Well, yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, we have a garage apartment, so that's kind of our guest room because we just have three bedrooms. So,
there you go. You
know, some people don't have a
guest
room.
Yeah, well, some people don't. Well, today we're going to talk about if you have an extra room or if you have a room, how you could make it a beautiful guest room. Now, at Stone Gable, because all of my children have recently flown the coop, we have five bedrooms, so four of them are guest bedrooms.
Oh, there you
go.
Well,
that's where we're going to go hang out.
Yeah. Our own room. Yay.
Well, and they all have different names. So you can come to the Gable room or the guest suite or the J&J room or the back room.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes it feel more special
there. We go.
Name your guest room.
Number one, name your guest room.
Yeah, see, in our garage apartment, I don't call it that. It's the guest suite.
Nice.
Or the guest house. Oh, doesn't that sound so pretty?
That sounds fabulous. Mm-hmm. Well, we have that extra room that's off Laura's room, and that can convert into a guest room. So we'll talk about also converting a space that you use more regularly into a guest space when you have someone coming.
Oh, that's a very good idea. Well, here, I'm going to give you my number one tip. If you have a room that you're going to make a guest room, the first thing you should do is make sure you have a comfortable mattress.
Oh,
so true.
Number one.
Thank you. A few days.
Yeah.
That's good.
I love a beautiful room, but more than anything, I love a good night's sleep.
That's true. Yes.
So I can enjoy a beautiful room.
Right. And you want happy guests.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I've been to into guest rooms that have had wonderful beds where you have these great night's sleeps. And I've been to rooms that have such horrible mattresses. It's the place that when they're done with that mattress, they put it in the guest room and there it goes to die.
Right. I know. Right. Yeah. And we use the memory foam mattresses. And I can't tell you how many times people say, "That was so comfortable. Mm-hmm. What kind of a mattress is that?"
Mm-hmm. Well, I just think that's number one, first important. If you're going to have guests come and stay with you overnight, make sure they have a good mattress to sleep on. And the same with pillows.
Oh, yeah. Pillows are my jam. I mean, I really
They're my jam too, honey.
I know. That's right.
Uh-oh. But I mean, like, I'm going to step out of this one.
Pillow fight.
You're still the pillow queen. I just mean, the mattress is so important to you. My feather down pillow is so important to me. Do not give me a foam pillow. I'm going
to
be
crying. When you come to visit me, because I'm just so leery of this, can you bring your own pillow?
I'll bring my own pillow. How's that?
Okay. And here's the deal.
We'll just put a link to her favorite pillow in the show notes.
That's right. And I would do that for you.
Just keep it in the closet for me.
I have multiple pillows that I keep in a linen closet just in case somebody prefers down or if somebody prefers. Mm-hmm. I have the kind that are like the Tempur-Pedic kind, and I have foam, and I have down and down alternative.
Yeah, the down alternative is not bad. It is very similar.
Mm-hmm. Just do not put, now this has happened to me, two of your oldest pillows together in one pillowcase and pass it off as a pillow.
Now, that's interesting because Kevin likes it to be, he likes it when the pillows had years of wear, so it just kind of matted down and he folds it over. He loves it like that.
He can bring his pillow too.
Yeah, well, there's probably an old ratty one that he'd just love at your house.
The ratty ones go to the dogs.
Okay.
They do not use for old pillows. And if you don't have a dedicated bed and maybe you're folding out a sofa or a love seat or something like that, which is what we're doing currently when we have some guests come. No one's been brave enough to come to our house under the construction. So it's only very recently that we've had any overnight guests. So get a feather bed or one of those toppers.
The down feather beds are so lovely.
One. So you like it? It's really nice?
Yeah, I've only sometimes Laura likes to fold that couch out and we'll watch a movie together on a, you know, like a rainy Sunday or something like that. So honestly, I've only probably laid on it for, you know, 2 hours, the length of a movie or such. But yeah, yummy. She loves it. Really comfy.
Yeah.
And my mother-in-law used it when she came and she seemed very happy. She stayed a quite a long time, so that was
very good.
So you can see how we think that having a comfortable bed is such a big, big good idea. The other thing is have lots of layers on your bed. That way people can take them off and put them on to make themselves feel comfortable. I keep extra blankets, light blankets, cotton blankets, on a shelf in my closet of the guest bedroom. And here's another thing, and this is such a big deal to me. Make sure you have some kind of either blackout shades or blackout curtains. Mm-hmm. I've stayed, a relative of mine has a gorgeous guest bedroom and I absolutely adore it, but the shade doesn't go all the way quite down to the sill. And that little crack, she's got a street light out in front of her house.
Oh, wow.
And when I'm laying down, it's on my side of the bed. It literally goes across my pillow.
Oh,
So I'm always like trying to find something to, like, I push the blankets way up, like over my head sort of. So it blocks it out. And it might be a good idea to sleep in your guest room, too, come to think of it.
Well, that's what they say. You are supposed to.
Yeah.
Really? I never thought about that.
Well, and at our farm, you know, we don't have a guest room, but we have a guest bed. Because the girls' room has the three beds.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it used to be the grandma bed, but sometimes she has friends in that bed. So what I did at the foot of each bed, so obviously it's not a whole guest room, but it's kind of like a guest part of the room. But each bed has a rather large, you know, bench at each one. So you can sit there and get dressed or put your clothes on. And then there's a basket underneath for putting your things in. So I'm trying to.
That's a very clever idea. That's lovely.
That is one of my favorite rooms ever. I just love that whole
bench. And, you know, speaking about a bench, put something in your guest room that people can put their suitcases on.
Yes. Yeah, and that's the bench you can put your suitcase
on. Instead of putting it on the floor.
Right.
A luggage rack
would be great.
They're very economical, and they're not very expensive at all.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's nice because some people have back problems or whatever, you know.
Or especially if you've been traveling and you know, going by air, you don't know where that suitcase has been.
Well, I know.
And then you're going to put it up on your bed.
I'd rather it not be on my bed. So.
Yeah. And I don't think the people who stay in your guest bedroom would either. How about a dresser? Like, I know in my guest bedrooms, I used to do like the full-on chest of drawers, dresser, mirror. I don't do that anymore. I opt for more space in my designated guest bedrooms. So I'll either just do a dresser and a mirror, or I'll do a chest of drawers and a mirror. And I really like my chest of drawers better than the dresser because I want to give my guests as much room as I can for them to move around in that room.
Well, I think it's nice for them to have an empty drawer and then, you know, some space in the closet. Sometimes it's hard for us to do that, but those of us that love to collect things, but it's nice. That's a nice thing to have, would be a little bit of space for them to hang their clothes up.
Right. I mean, I think that the overall idea is to have a space where it seems that you're planned, that they're coming, you're welcoming,
exactly.
coming.
Right.
It's not like, oh gosh, let me just smush all these hangers out of the way and let me dig something out. So it's even if it's not a dedicated space, that you've spent some time thinking about the fact that you're having someone come
and
you're prepared for them, and there's a place for them. Like, there's a place for them in your heart, there's a place for them in your house, and here that, you know, if you have things,
I love
you can
that.
Hang.
That's well
good
said.
For you.
Here
Kelly.
You go. And, you know, and we've tried our, even if it's your couch, and, you know, but you know, if you're having dinner and socializing with them, whatever, and then comes bedtime, you know, you bring out some nicely folded sheets and something cozy to sleep on, you know, a few layers. It is a great idea because obviously some people are hot or cold or whatever. Maybe a pair of fuzzy socks, something, you know, something just put there at the end of the couch, and maybe you help them set that up, or if it's a couch that pulls out into a bed, help them set that up. And there are so many other ways that I know that we'll discuss today, how to make your guests feel welcome and special mm-hmm. in the guest room. Mm-hmm. But no matter what little nook or cranny that you're setting up for your guests, obviously they either they love you, and they want to be there even if you don't have a dedicated bedroom mm-hmm. for them. Or you know, you're somebody maybe you don't even know that well, but you're doing them a favor and they needed a place to stay. And so, you know, believe me, I'm sure they're happy to be on your couch or your pullout. Yeah, so don't feel like, gosh, if I don't have a room, you know, I shouldn't have anybody over.
Oh, well, no. You don't want to. Yeah. Yes. You want to have people over.
So you know what makes me feel special?
Hmm.
A little card that has your Wi-Fi password on it.
Yeah, oh, that's a good idea. Nice, yes, yes.
And a charger. And people also
yes. charger. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, I just redid over our Gable guest room, and it has an area. There's only one place to put a bed, and it will only fit a double. And I don't have room on either side to put a nightstand. So I found sconces that have like a little round table connected to the bottom of them.
Oh, there you go.
With a USB port.
Oh, that's nice.
I need the link to that.
Well, you know,
you could,
yes.
What do you do for like a lamp? You could swag a lamp.
Well,
the
it's a sconce.
Oh, so it's electric.
And at the bottom of, yes. And at the bottom perfect. Of the sconce is this round little, it almost looks just like a little table.
Oh,
connected
okay.
to the lamp that you could put like maybe your readers on or a small bottle
phone.
Of water mm-hmm. and your phone because it has a USB port.
Oh, nice. I definitely want to hear about
How
that.
Thoughtful.
Yeah. And here's another thing. On a dresser, like here I am, the jewelry queen, what do you do with your jewelry? I love just to put a little empty dish or a bowl mm-hmm. so people can take either your change out of your pockets if you're a guy or your jewelry off and stick them all in there. And it's very nice.
No, that is nice, especially when someone's in a somewhat unfamiliar place. They're not their own
yeah.
home base. And to think, you know, if you like to take your jewelry off at night, that you don't think, gosh, you wake up in the morning like, did I leave that mm-hmm. on the nightstand? Did I leave it in her kitchen? Mm-hmm. Where's my stuff? So you just know that that's where it is.
Yeah. And I just usually pick out something that's really unique and cute to put in there. And so I just leave it empty. So it's pretty obvious that's where you can put your things.
Right.
And
natural.
There you can, and that's how you can use that beautiful saucer if the cup broke.
Oh, there you that's go. A good idea. Or the cup if the saucer broke.
Well, yeah. I'm picking up at a thrift store. Yeah.
Here's another thing that I keep in my guest bedrooms. Whenever I travel with a fan. I do. I mean, you've seen me. I've been at Haven. I have my mm-hmm. fan, you yeah. know, yeah. carry my fan with me. But I keep a fan and a small ceramic heater in my closets
mm-hmm.
because our house is pretty big. And in the winter, if you were in that northern bedroom, we'd have to crank the heat up pretty high because the winds just whip at that corner of the house sometimes.
Yeah.
And it can get chilly. So we put a fan in there. And we just want to make sure also in the summer, you know, I like a really cool room. So I like that.
Oh,
I
yes.
like that air circulating. And I always have I just have a small fan.
Well, and Yvonne, kind of what you're saying, what you have with your sconce, if you have room, it's really great to have a bedside table with a lamp on it.
Yeah.
So someone
oh,
can
yes.
read in bed or, you know, look at whatever mm-hmm. they need to look at and then turn it off without getting out of the bed. And then a little thing here, in this hot climate where I live, a ceiling fan is really nice to have in a guest
yes.
room.
Yes. Yes. That is, I love to stay in a room with a ceiling fan.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
And we talked about that before, that you said you have them, but again, we don't have any in our house. And we thought about installing them, but for photographic purposes, because of the blog, I just decided not to.
Well, the other yeah. thing you mm-hmm. can do is I have a beautiful, it was not cheap, but it's a beautiful floor fan, but it's very ornate and it's very decorative. It really looks pretty. So it's not, you know, kind of one of those ugly mm-hmm. plastic ones. So it's a very nice metal one. And so maybe that's what you need.
Yeah, I may have to, just let me know where you got it. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Another, go ahead.
When you have the talking about the lighting, so reading material is a nice thing to have because somebody maybe
yes.
they're not going, they might be even exhausted from the day, but they're kind of charged up because they're visiting you or they're just in a different place, so they're not going to fall right asleep. just a, maybe a couple of books that you've enjoyed, or, you know, what's fun and I've done with friends that have come to visit from college and whatnot, tuck in an old photo album of, you know, you guys together from
whatever shared memories you have, and put it
in a basket with maybe some current magazines or, you know, a novel that, you know, would be okay if they took with them, if they start it, something like that. But I think that, that's a really fun thing.
And here's another thing that I do when you're talking about pictures. I'll go on like Facebook and download, like if when my sisters would stay, we stay so much at each other's houses, I don't do it anymore. But I would take a picture of her daughter and download it, print it, and put it in a little frame for her and put it at her bedside table. So if there's people, like
if you come,
I'll try to find a picture of your girls and put it in a little frame to make you feel more at home.
That is so sweet.
And it takes no time at all. But then it's also a gift that you can take home with you.
Oh, that's like a little parting gift. That's so cool. Yeah. And how about those trays that we love? Utilizing some of those beautiful trays you've picked up at thrift stores and whatnot, and you know, just fill it with all kinds of essentials, or maybe even non-essentials, like
a little chocolate snack,
strawberry,
a snack,
or all those little
bottled water
of yummy lotions and things like that that you pick up along the way, and put them in a little basket on a tray with a water.
Pretty little French soap, a little individual French size.
Yes.
Something, you know, just something a little special, maybe a candle and matches.
Mm-hmm.
And, or you know what's pretty? Those little water jugs where the glass sits on top of
beautiful.
I used to have those, but you know, I think most people want the cold water, so I don't use those anymore.
Well, here's something that was done for me. My daughter-in-law's mother, hi Victoria, lives in St. Petersburg, Florida, and she's just an amazing homemaker, and she does something called Pillow Pals. So when you pull down your bed and you take and you pull off like the decorative pillows, behind that she would have like a couple of my favorite magazines current with some chocolates or things tied up in a ribbon that you don't see it until you start to pull apart your bed to get into bed. And she calls them Pillow Pals. Isn't that a great idea?
Someone would lean against it, the chocolate would melt and get all over the bedding.
And get over the duvet.
Yes.
Well,
but a great idea. I love
it. We do that with my hiking group. So I have this group of women that I do all these crazy adventures with. And we started that, I don't know, maybe 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And someone did it, you know, didn't tell us they were doing it. So we call them pillow presents. So it might have something to do with where we're going, or, you know, if we're hiking, maybe it's a pair of, you know, cozy socks to put on your feet after you've been walking all day. So just a little something, you know, like a $5 thing, $10 thing, something special. And we would take turns doing it. So one of our adventures, we hiked in England. So we were gone for a week. And so there are seven of us. So we all wanted to do it. So we said, okay, well, we're all going to do it. Let's split up the days. So each night when you went to bed, you lifted up your, at some point, you know, the pillow present fairy would go around and
isn't
tuck them
that
all
cute?
In.
This is so fun.
So fun. So if we, when we do, I'm not going to say if, when we get together, we're going to have to do pillow presents. It'll be fun.
We will. Oh, but isn't that just a lovely thing to do for even your guests?
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Makes me feel special.
Well, you know, I think really what you're saying is one of the best things to put in there would be a decorating tips and tricks mug. Isn't that kind of what we're getting at?
Oh, and we have them.
Well, I think that would be it. Yeah, that's clearly what someone wants under their pillow.
Oh, my God.
Maybe just on the table. I don't know.
Oh,
well,
yes,
for their coffee
absolutely.
In the morning when they wake up.
Yes, yes.
Well, you know, speaking of, you know, we talked about this in the bathroom episode, but I think it's a great idea to have some guest robes in the room, and not a show robe, Yvonne, but one that you can really use.
Yes, yes.
So
I just have
nice
white
touch.
Robes. That's right. That's right. And here's something really practical. We have a cat, and my son developed an allergy to it as an adult. And so we keep the door to the room that he uses, his old room, but now it's, you know, a guest room. We keep that shut. And we just make sure the cats do not go into our guest bedrooms.
Yeah, that's and thank you, because mm-hmm. the people that have allergies really appreciate that.
Yes, and also even keeping like a generic allergy medicine mm-hmm. On hand, like a Claritin or something like that, if they don't have anything and they can mm-hmm. take something, is also a really good idea.
Oh, smart.
Another thing that I like is using essential oils.
Oh.
I'm a big essential oil user.
So what do you put in the room then?
Well, like a diffuser.
Okay, diffuser, but which oils do you put in there?
Well, it depends. Now, my favorite, I have a certain, I like Young Living Oil. Just give them a plug, a free plug. I really like the Young Living Oils, and there is a combination of oil called Thieves. Mm-hmm. And during the bubonic plague, there would be these thieves that would go around and rob all the people of their whatever's valuable. And they would have these mixtures of cloves and cinnamon and lemongrass that they would pack around their faces, and they never got the plague.
Oh, wow.
So this brand is called Thieves. It smells very cinnamony, clovey. And I have
wonderful.
Another one that's called Purification that's more of a citrus lemongrass. And, of course, I ask my guests if they would mind this, but most of the guests love these because they're...
So you buy a diffuser to put it in
I have
well.
A small diffuser. And it runs for about, you know, and it can run high or low. It can run continuously for about 8 hours. And it just has a very soft smell. And it's a very good smell because it doesn't smell fake.
So, and then you don't have to worry about the candle. Yeah.
Exactly.
Burning, leaving it, you know, unattended. Mm-hmm.
So, or yeah, even room spray. I've gotten away from using a lot of room spray because it's so fake smelling.
Well, and plus it's not good for you, a lot of those things in the spray. So this is nice.
Exactly.
This isn't going to hurt you.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you can get the, I have the lavender one. And even if you just had the little... a jar of it, and you could even leave a little note and tell people to put it on their wrists and behind their ears, and it really does help you sleeping.
Oh, yes.
Or a lavender pillow, the small little lavender pillows. Another nice thing to have is have a box of essential, like personal items, toiletry items, essential toiletries, like toothbrush, shaving lotion, a razor, Tylenol, Band-Aids, antibiotic ointment, you know, things like that, that if in case people forget that they have something, I always keep it in the closet of a guest room. Mm-hmm. So they could just help themselves. Now,
yeah,
I told my son-in-law, this does not mean you take them all away.
Was he going to take them away?
Oh, my, yes.
He's like, oh, I need some razors.
Oh, absolutely. Free stuff. Mom has free stuff.
That's so funny. Yeah, no, because people might, they don't want to put you out. Oh, now you're searching for, something. And they don't ask.
Just mention if there's anything you're missing, like I have a comb, I have bobby pins, you know, all kinds of things in there, you know, help yourself.
Right. And this might not be for everyone, but my mom did this, and it really is really sweet. She had one of those guest books, and she leave it in her guest room. And if people felt like they wanted to write something, they could. I mean, there was obviously no pressure. It wasn't like, you know, did you write my guest book before you leave? But, you know, if they wanted to, or they felt the spirit moved them to say
something
about their
idea.
Visit.
That's really sweet.
That's a sweet idea.
Mm-hmm. Another thing, because we live in such a big tourist area for the Amish, is I'll get postcards and already have the stamp on them. And if we have out-of-town company that wants to write a cute little postcard.
Oh, what a nice thing. Mm-hmm,
that we just, and they just put it in the mailbox the next morning.
Oh, lovely.
Well, yeah, that's and tourist information, too. I mean, that's what we keep
in
the house that we rent out in the mountains.
Yes.
We have all these magazines and things that talk about what you can do in the area.
And a lot of these things that we're talking about certainly are not essentials, but they're things that make your guests feel very welcomed. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I want to stay here again.
It really is so nice. Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I have, and some people like it and some people don't, I have a bed tray.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love the look of them. I don't think I've ever used one, but they look
really
pretty.
Well, they're nice because if you have coffee or something and you want to come up in the morning and just, you know, sort of sit and get ready for the day, they're wonderful to put that on if you're in bed.
Oh, Sure. Now, do you serve these guests, or do they just...
No. I don't... Usually, I mean, I used to be more elaborate with things, but, you know, usually I'll try to put out some kind of a breakfast that whenever they... Especially if it's my family. Mm-hmm. My boys, when they get up, they're hungry.
Yeah.
And my girls, like, we could go till... I don't get hungry till 10:30 in the morning, and either does my daughter. So we try to put something out that, you know, everybody could have a little nosh. Mm-hmm. And so if they want to take something up to their room with their cup of coffee or whatever, that's a wonderful thing to have, are those trays.
Yeah, great idea.
You know, until we're ready for, like, a late morning breakfast.
Mm-hmm. You know who does such a great job at all the little touches, like we're talking about right now? Is a friend of ours, Leedy, from French Garden House.
Oh, yes.
I love Leedy.
Yes.
And I have to say, I mean, she is just the loveliest lady, and I had the ultimate pleasure of spending some time in person with her last week.
I saw your pictures.
We were jealous.
I wish you were there, too. But it's just so amazing to make these connections. I mean, really... You know, we haven't seen each other in person very often either. And
it's been a while.
Yeah. And Lydia and I really, you know, just hit it off online through our blogs and, you know, as friends and as collectors and as designers and business bloggers and all of that. And our friendship developed, and, you know, we live not too far from each other. So we met. So I wanted to share her with everybody today and suggest that you head over to her beautiful blog and her shop.
Oh, you'll love her blog.
It is really gorgeous. And she has such the touch with the elegant French things. I'm always salivating when I'm looking
absolutely
at all her gorgeous things. And
stunning.
She styles them so beautifully.
And her darling personality really comes through in her blog.
But other thing about Lydia,
and she's the real deal, because
she's
just like that in person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I've been reading her blog long before I started mine. So she's had a blog for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She's been around a long time blogging. And
we're not saying you're old, though, Lydia.
No. She started as a child blogger.
Right. Exactly.
And she's been doing it for, I don't know, 10 years, something like that.
Yeah.
And
she has
this beautiful shop and impeccable taste. I mean, you know, you can tell online, but then when we were shopping together for antiques, and you see what she's drawn to.
Well, right, because she'll have a napkin and a napkin ring, but it's not just any napkin. It's a linen napkin that's vintage, that's, you know, ornately has an ornate monogram on it, and then there'll be an incredibly carved, gorgeous sterling napkin ring on it. The details are impeccable.
Yeah, luscious, just luscious.
We'll have Leedy's blog in our show notes, so make sure you go and visit it.
Yeah, please do. Mm-hmm. Please do. You'll love it.
Do you have any last tips, girls, or things that should go into a guest bedroom?
Well, I love those, just lots of soft pillows on the bed that you can kind of lean back and read a book or something. So I think that's probably one of my personal favorite things for me.
Love it.
Yeah, if you're gonna have a television, if there's a TV in the room, or if they have access to their own TV, maybe just give somebody the rundown of how to use all of that.
That's true.
Maybe even have a little cheat sheet, like when Anita mentioned the Wi-Fi. You know, that's important to people, to check in and do what they need to do, or, you know, maybe if they can't fall right asleep. So just so they don't feel like they have to ask, or they, you know, mess up your remote and then it's a big to-do. So things to just think about, things like that.
And that can be a big to-do.
Yeah, and then they feel bad and you have to unravel it and all of that. So just think ahead of the things that might be particular to your house that you should let them know about.
That's a good idea.
And so they can make themselves feel comfortable.
You can even do a little sheet. Because for people coming out to the farm, we used to have a whole sheet of just little things like, you know, watch for snakes. You know, this is the country. Stuff like that they might want to know, you know. And
I'd want to know
You took the words out of my mouth.
Yes, I would. Good to know.
And I think mine is have a little snack basket in your room.
Oh.
You know, like with peanuts, maybe something a little sweet.
A mini
bar. There you go. Well, maybe not. I don't know if I'd do a mini bar. But, you know, sometimes guests get hungry and they just don't want to ask.
Yeah.
And if you have just a couple little noshes up in your room,
or even
they'll
like
that.
Like a little space, you could even put like a small little a Keurig in there or something, or, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you said, or a little tea, you know, electric teapot or something, so they can kind of serve themselves.
Right, right. So
great, great, great.
They have a little
ideas.
Independence while they're there, too.
But here's the thing. You want to make you want to make a beautiful guest bedroom, something that's appealing, something you'd want to stay in. Mm-hmm. And but that goes for the essentials of it too. The things that are like great lighting, a nice bed, enough bedding, pillows, keeping maybe your dogs and cats out. Those are the kind of things that go a long way, not only to building an essential bedroom, but also building one that's comfortable and that your guests will love to stay in.
Mm-hmm. Right, and having long-term guests. So if that's what you want, do what we told you. I'm joking.
Well, our house is often like a hotel.
That's what you've said. And I can imagine mm-hmm. with all those people and your family mm-hmm. and then they all have brothers and sisters.
Everybody gravitates to Stone Gable and we really love it.
I feel like the moth to the flame at Stone Gable too. Mm-hmm. I'm heading there.
Oh, I know.
Oh, come on down. We'll
She's
put you to work
has
in
the
garden.
I know. I've noticed. Yes. Yeah.
Well, thanks, everyone. We want you to remember that we are here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. Until next time.
Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy, and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.